From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A bomb exploded Wednesday at the office of a lawmaker in central Pakistan, killing at least 7 people and wounding several others. The blast happened in Taunza, that's a town in Punjab province, at an office used by Amjad Khosa of Pakistan's ruling Pakistan Muslim League. Khosa was not there at the time of that attack, and police say they are investigating the blast as a suicide bombing. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. London's Royal Free Hospital says the condition of a nurse being treated for complications resulting from Ebola has worsened. The hospital said in a statement Wednesday that Pauline Kafferke is now critically ill after her condition deteriorated. Kafferke was treated for Ebola after returning from Sierra Leone last year. She was released from the hospital's high-level isolation unit in January, but she suffered a relapse last week and was flown by military plane into London for treatment. Experts say evidence is growing that even those who survive Ebola, mental and physical health problems can last for years, even after the virus has cleared the bloodstream. Hundreds of Israeli troops joined police at sites across the country Wednesday as authorities there try to halt a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet announced early in the day that it had authorized police to seal off centers of friction and incitement in Jerusalem. A statement from Netanyahu's office Wednesday said the government will revoke the permanent residency rights of terrorists as well as confiscate their property. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will arrive Tuesday. VOA News. Although video conference meetings were set to continue Wednesday, Russia's foreign minister says the United States declined to host a high-ranking Russian delegation on Syria and refused to send its own mission to Moscow.
Нам буквально сегодня официально ответили.
As we hear here, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says, just today we received an official reply. Apparently, our president's public reminder yesterday prompted the Americans to respond to our latest proposal, and they replied that we'd not be able to send a delegation to Moscow or receive a delegation to Washington because our American colleagues are only interested in steps that would help avoid incidents. The Pentagon press secretary, Peter Cook, on Tuesday said the Department of Defense officials would be holding a third secure video conference Wednesday with officials from the Russian Defense Ministry, and that the focus of these discussions is on specific safety protocols for crews flying over Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that the discussions are progressing and that he expects an agreement in very short order to help prevent potential mid-air disasters involving U.S. and Russian aircraft. A delegation of Iranian lawmakers has arrived in Damascus Wednesday in the buildup of a joint operation against insurgents in northwest Syria. And said U.S.-led efforts to fight rebels there had failed. That delegation is due to meet with Assad and other officials. 3 senior Turkish security officials have been suspended following the deadliest terrorist attack in the capital of Ankara on Saturday. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's interior ministry says Ankara's provincial police chief and the heads of the city's intelligence and security departments were suspended Tuesday to allow what it said would be a healthy investigation into the bombings. The suspensions came as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that mistakes were made in preventing Turkey's worst terror attack. Erdogan and his ruling party-led government are facing growing criticism over the twin bombings that killed nearly 100 people and injured hundreds more. The president said he's using his executive powers to initiate an investigation into the attacks. He also claimed there was intelligence from Syria indicating an attack was being prepared ahead of the bombing. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Police in Western Germany have issued an urgent appeal to parents to not post photos of your children on social media websites for all to see. The appeal by Hagen police suggests to parents that you may think the photos are cute, but your children may find them embarrassingly later, and that those photos may be used by bullies or pedophiles in the future. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.